Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrities, CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Wow, Stephen A. was on The Talk today. If you watched The Talk, he was promoting his book, Straight Shooter, a book that was basically dedicated to his mom. It talks about his career when he got fired from ESPN and how he came back and became one of the major stars today. That's Sue's voice in my intro every Tuesday and nationally on syndicated and as well as on TV and streaming on Tubi. That is Money Making Conversation. I'm proud to say that's the voice of Stephen A. Smith. I am Rashawn McDonald, as you know. I host the weekly Money Making Conversation Masterclass show. The interviews and information that this show provides are for everyone. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and really start living your own. My guests on the show today, I have two of them. Our first guest is Dr. Robert Watkins. He is all about building generational wealth. Dr. Watkins is also known for several works he has authored. I've interviewed him several times on various platforms that I call part of my media empire, including his signature financial system and book, Never Chase a Paycheck Again. That's a great title for a book, Never Chase a Paycheck Again. Dr. Watkins is also hosting and producing the 2023 Kings and Priests Men's Empowerment Summit, held on October 27th and 28th at the Riverside Epicenter in Austell, Georgia, which is located, if you're flying into town, is located 15 minutes from Atlanta Hartsfield Airport, International Airport. The summit central theme is to help men live their best lives in every aspect, mentally, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. The guest speaker will be my man, hadn't saw him in a long time, Les Brown. Throughout the event, check this out, this weekend, like I said, the 27th and 28th of October. Throughout the event, participants can engage with the summit's dynamic speakers, participate in the thought-provoking workshop, and join interactive panel discussions. Things like shark tanks and all these things will be going down. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Dr. Robert Watkins. How you doing, sir?
Wonderful, wonderful. So good to be back with you. Thank you for having me on. Thank you so much.
You know, you're so inspiring, so uplifting. Now I got to ask you the magical question about the 2023 Kings and Priests event, which is happening October 27th, 28th. What's the charge?
Well, we have a free. It's free for those who want to come and enjoy us honoring you and many others on Friday night. So it's $149 if they want to come on Saturday as well. We have a power lunch. You get a chance to hang out with the speakers. There's panels. But our whole thing is ensuring that men work together strategically so we all can finish strong this year. You know, we need each other. And this platform does just that.
So you uttered the word free. So would they go to a website? Is there a number they can call to get this information? Because it's a men supported event. I know you get sponsors on board, but you want men to come there to kind of, for this weekend, to, it's an empowerment weekend for women. We hear a lot of these type of things, like basically what they do at Essence every 4th of July weekend. Mm-hmm. That's an empowerment mm-hmm. event for women. We all know that. But I know mm-hmm. you have been an author, a king, so to speak, behind empowerment events for men. Why?
Yeah. Well, when men get in position financially and will become emotionally whole, our families stay together, our children stay off the streets. Great things happen when men are empowered, when they have the resources and the relationships that they need, their marriages are going to be happier. Divorce rates go down. Unemployment rates begin to go down. Entrepreneurship rates go up when men get in position in our communities and our homes. And that has to be our focus, especially as young people and especially as minorities. We have to get in position because there's nobody coming to save our men. We got to work together to save each other.
Well, it's really true. You know, I've lived in, born and raised in Houston, Dr. Watkins. Mm-hmm. I lived in New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and currently live in Atlanta. And every one of those cities, you know, black stories, negative black stories lead. And unfortunately, a lot of them are tied to men and violent crimes or robbery. Yeah. And that's the image that, you know, our young people, that people of other races, especially white people, tend to have of African-American men. So we already mm-hmm. stereotype every morning news and afternoon because of the color of our skin. And these type of events kind of like help us out, too. Because we can fall victim to the stereotype. You know, if you keep telling somebody that these type of people stealing, these type of people creating robbery, you can start doubting who you are and whether you can be successful in this business, correct?
Absolutely. You know, one thing you always say, and I listen to you intently, we have to change the narrative. Mm-hmm. And so we got to get out of talking into actually doing. And there is a remnant of people, a remnant of men who say, you know what, enough is enough. Enough with the stereotypes. I'm breaking out of this. But we can't do it ourselves. We got to come out of our basements, out of our depression, out of our loneliness, out of our brokenness, out of our insecurities, and say, you know what? Life is not about me. It's about me helping another man. And when we do that, because other races do that, that's how our white brothers have been able to survive all this time. Our Jewish brothers have been able to survive all the time because they group together and they work together. But they have to have a common cause. It's not just about money. It's about our children and our children's children. We all have the same cause. And when we come together, there's just no greater talent, in my opinion, than it is of a black man who's working with another black man. That's why the world fights so hard to keep us separated. But when we come together, businesses, families, everything, money begins to happen in abundance. And guess who benefits? Everybody.
Right.
That's the benefit.
And that is so important that people hear that, because sometimes we just don't care. We just want to stop the success stories. Again, I'm talking to Dr. Robert Watkins. His event that I'll be honored at. You know, tickets are complimentary for the Kings and Priests. You can go to this website, Kings and Inc. That's kingsinc.com. KINGSINC.com. Kingsinc.com for the event schedule, for registration. This October 27th and 28th. Again, it's in Austell, Georgia, which is 15 minutes from Atlanta's Hartsfield International Airport. If you live in that area or you're flying into town for an event, it's definitely an event, a men empowerment event. Now, you recently did one in Orlando, correct? In Florida.
Yes.
How was that? Tell us about the difference between the two, because like I like to tell everybody, this is not a one-off. This is like his 20th year he's been doing this. He's been reaching back and grabbing us. You know that famous photo of a black arm reaching down, another black arm grabbing in, and you're pulling it up? That's been your mantra. That's been your motto. Tell us about that other event.
Well, Orlando, every city, as you mentioned, and you live in many cities, and thank you for laying that out for us, each city has its own personality. Orlando is different than Atlanta. Orlando is a new black city, as I call it. It's kind of maybe where Atlanta was probably 30 years ago, mm-hmm. where there's more than 3,500 people a day are moving to Orlando. And so Atlanta was like that some time ago. So you have a lot of new relationships there. Mm-hmm. And so what we did in Orlando, we brought together, I don't know, 500 or 600 brothers came together for that Kings and Priests Orlando. And it was new. Even so So many people, the pastors didn't know each other. The business people didn't know each other. The professional class didn't know each other. The media didn't know each other. So bringing those guys together in the room was really special. Atlanta is a little different because most people are from someplace else, but most of us have been there for some time. And we got to get out of our – in Atlanta, you don't know who's real and who's not.
Right.
You don't know who has money, who doesn't have money. Everybody's flossing. Everybody's renting cars, renting houses. You don't know who's real or who's not. Everybody knows somebody who's a celebrity. Everybody used to be a celebrity. So we have a lot of false narratives that we have that we bring to the table. And so we're getting beyond that. We're taking down the mask in Atlanta. And we're saying, listen, we know you need money. Here's how to get it. We know that you don't have any real wealth. Here's how to get it. We know that you're walking around with a script and you're trying to get it financed and you've been doing this for the last 3 years and you're just not getting it done. You have a group of people who are ready to get it done. I'm bringing in my best investors, my best money people, my best pastors, my best ministers. We've got Dr. Tart that's coming, who is a world-renowned Christian psychiatrist to help us deal with emotional issues. And so we bring in the best and the brightest to help men really become the man that they're supposed to be and having the things they're supposed to have. When they leave out of there, if you're, whatever you're broken in, I'm telling you, it's going to be fixed.
I'm going to tell you something, Dr. Watkins. You know, I was just going to come one day. You got me fired up, brother. I have to be there because this would happen at the event. Men will expand their network and build valuable relationships, pitch their business and ministry to potential investors for financial support, learn from billion-dollar real estate producers about wealth-building strategies, deepen their connection with God in your daily work and business life. It's called faith. Leave a rich legacy for three generations. Because at the beginning, I told you about generational wealth. And build generational wealth for their families. That's a lot to say. And that's something that you are honoring me. Why are you honoring me? Little Rashawn McDonald, why you? Because you personally made it. I'm just saying, Dr. Parker. When you made that call, man, you said Rashawn. I'm not gonna just. I'm not even going to the detail. But that was a blessing, brother. Because you work so hard. All I do is grind, man. I'm a grinder, you know.
Yeah.
And this year has been amazing, man. How things have come to my company, come to me as an individual, and this Kings and Priests. Tell everybody what it is exactly and why are you honoring men?
We're honoring you because of your influence. There's a lot of people that are listening that have influence and they're misusing their influence. You're using your influence for good, to help people. You're using your platforms. We see you on social media. We hear you on the radio. And the last time I was on the radio with you, there were several guys from Houston that came and they said, we came because Mr. McDonald told us to come here. They flew, he flew his, it was like maybe 10 of them. And one guy flew in with his son, his 27-year-old son. They haven't talked in years.
Wow.
And they got on a plane together. They traveled together, which was monumental. They came to the meeting and they got what they needed. And they came because of your influence. That's just a small part. The things that you've been doing with all these celebrities for all of these years, man, we thank God for that. But we thank God even more for the little things that you've done for men and women over the years to show us that you care. And that is worthy of an honor. And I can't wait to stand you in front of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of men and to give you your flowers as an example to how other men should live their lives. And that's why we're honoring you.
Wow. You know, I grew up with six sisters, you know, and they made this man, you know, they four older sisters. I was a middle child. So that blessing is from their hard work, making me respectful. You know, I always tell people I didn't utter a curse word until I was 19 years old because I was afraid. My dad, you know, my dad said, "Hey, what you say, boy?" And so I'm old school, okay? You know, and so when I think about what is happening with this particular honor, it's more so about me being able to share my emotional values with individuals who attend this event. And that's the key, really, that I get to be able to take the time. Like I said, you know, I didn't really, you know, because I'm just, like I said, I'm a grinder, ladies and gentlemen. I just sit down and I just do. And then when I started doing my research on the event and what they were trying to do, how can I not be there doing my part? Who, if anybody shows up, if anybody flies into town, I got to be there. And then my boy Les Brown talking too? Come on now.
Yes, we're excited about Les Brown coming. He's excited. I was with Les a few days ago. We were downtown together. And he's excited to see you again as well. And, you know, he said something that was very key. And he said he's only done one other men's conference. Now, this is Les Brown.
Right.
In his entire career. Mm-hmm. And that was at Manpower with TD Jakes.
Wow.
He says this is only the second time in his illustrious career of speaking of almost 60 years.
Mm.
And so he's got something to say to us men to make us more solid. And for you and him to be in the room together, boy, you talk about power. So if there's anything that that we can do to serve you, to serve the men, I don't know what else we can do because we want these men to come. And we're learning from, here's what I call, and you're one of these people, fathers of the faith. You birthed many of us. You fathered us. Without even knowing it, you've got sons all over the place.
Right.
And it's important that the son honors the father while we can.
I appreciate that. I can't even respond to that. I just know that this event has always had incredible global leaders such as John Maxwell, T.D. Jakes, Gruffo Dollar, Dale Bronner. That's my buddy right there. And and the fact that I'm just not going to be there. I know Orrin Hutchinson, that's my man. Chess King going to be there. A lot of incredible people are going to be there being honored on this night. And this weekend, you know, and Marcus Benjamin, William Murphy, Dr. Sam Chad, Luther Ragsdale. It's so many incredible people that you've selected for this event. But the bottom line is that when we come back, I want to get into that generational wealth, you know, that whole thing. You know, you almost shut down my show last time you was on here. People calling me from Houston. How did I get it? I was calling you. Man, will you return them phone calls? When we come back, we're going to hear him. He's the founder, promoter, producer of Kings and Priests, an event I will be honored at. But more importantly, great financial advice from Dr. Robert Watkins when we return to Money Making Conversation Masterclass.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public, the list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
HBCUs represent Black excellence. If you attend or are an alumnus of an HBCU, we want to hear about your story. The My HBCU Story Digital Library will allow current HBCU students and alumni to share their stories. More information is available at HBCUCollegeDay.com. You can upload a photo. The photo can be recent or from when you attended your HBCU. More information is available at HBCUCollegeDay.com.
You are now tuned into the Money Making Conversations, Minute of Inspiration with Rashawn McDonald.
Following Tamron Hall's bittersweet exit from NBC Today Show more than 2 years ago, a lot of people wrote her off, and some said it was a mistake to leave the show. Well, Tamron Hall has overcome the odds and now hosts one of the hottest shows in daytime talk.
Most important to me and for me is that folks who are at home watching know what they're getting. They're getting a real conversation. I hope they're getting smart questions. We are looking for substantive ways to make our lives better as people, as parents. The human experience is a common thread. At the end of the day, I don't want someone keeping me from my dream. I don't want someone, you know, standing in my way. I want inspiration. I want to be a better wife. I want to be a better daughter. I want to be a better mom. And so that's a big part of what we talk about on our show.
If you want to hear this full interview with Tamron Hall, visit moneymakingconversation.com. Keep winning.
Now let's return to Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
Welcome back to Money Making Conversations Masterclass. I'm talking to Dr. Robert Watkins. His event, if you want more information, is kingsinc.com. That's kingsinc.com for more information about the event that's happening October 27th and 28th. It's an event that's honoring and supporting men and walking us through various steps of being able to make a better life for ourselves. Because once you make a better life for yourself, then you make a better life for your family and the people around you. Dr. Robert Watkins, let's get on to the financial end of a conversation that always seems to turn up the phone dials when you come on my show. Where do you get your information about financial success?
Well, we've got Mr. Luther Ragsdale that is coming to Kings and Priests. He has bought, sold, and managed over $2 billion of real estate before age 40. And he's coming to share about how he did what he did. That's billions with a B. And he did it in real estate. And so I always tell people, everybody's not cut out to be an entrepreneur, but everyone is cut out to be an investor. What does that mean? Taking the money you have and investing it in something. The question is, what should we be investing our money in right now? We should be investing our money in anything that God has made. Anything like gold, silver, real estate, oil, commodities, food, anything that is in its raw material is going to appreciate when the economy gets bad. And the economy is going to get tougher. It's going to get darker. And so what we do is advise people, I don't care if you have $100. I don't care if you have $500. Whatever you have at the end of the month, before you spend that money on a dinner that you're just going to kind of burp and it's going away. Before you spend that money on shoes, call Robert Watkins and let's grow that money, that $100 to $500 to $1,000 to $100,000 to $1 million, maybe over 4 or 5 years. We can show you how to do that and do it safely with very little risk because it's up to us to build generational wealth. The bank is not going to tell you how to build generational wealth. They're going to tell you how to get in debt to get a car, how to get in debt to get a house. They're not going to tell you how to build generational wealth. That's our responsibility. And so we're bringing all these people together to help do that. But if you can't make the conference, you need to give us a call. And we don't care what you have. Just have a little bit of discipline to follow the instructions. We've set people up to own bed and breakfast and restaurants and hotels and motels and tech companies. Anything that has been making money, we've been a part of it. And we have our own financial company as well to help move you along a little bit further in life. No, but you have to have an advisor.
Right. Because that's the whole thing is that, you know, I went through life and I've done a lot of things, but I never had an advisor that I trusted. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest with you. That's the key word right there. I have people that are my financial planners, but I don't know if I trust you because guess what? You really have to be patient. You have to understand the long run. You know, like I said, compounded interest. That was a word I never understood. And then my wife said, that's been around forever. I just looked at it. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. You let me realize I could have put something in 30 years ago and we wouldn't be talking to nobody right now. Because you hear about stock. You hear about all, but there's simple processes that the bank won't tell you about. Why is it that we go to these banks? Let me ask you this, Dr. Robert Watkins. How should we approach going into a bank? Should we do some things differently, or you just won't win going into a bank trying to get financial success?
Well, first of all, you have to understand the purpose of a bank. It's not to make you money. The only thing a bank can do at this point is cash my check. The bank is in... I wasn't going to cuss. The bank is in the business of taking people's money and using it to loan to other people. That's the whole purpose of the bank.
Mm-hmm.
So I told a group of pastors this morning I was ministering, and black churches bring in $19 billion a month. I mean, $19 billion a year.
Right.
But the reason why we don't feel it, reason why we're not sending kids to college and building facilities for the elderly, the reason why we don't feel $19 billion in black America is because it's trapped in $30 billion in debt.
Mm.
So when you have a debt mindset, like there's a better way to get a house other than you just getting a loan for 30 years. There's a better way of you getting a car other than getting a loan for 7 years. The car's not even going to be worth anything after 5 years. So it's our mindset and approach to it. And so your approach to banks should be, I have money. I have a vision. You need what I have. I don't need you. You need me. And so the mindset is, I'm doing you a favor by putting my money in your bank. And so for that, and I'm doing it consistently if I have a job, you're bringing a lot of power to an entity that is acting like it doesn't need you, and it does need you. And so the first thing we have to understand is the mindset of, you have the power. Secondly, you mentioned compounded interest. Einstein said that is the great money multiplier,
right?
And it really is. And that is something that we all need to learn. And that is something that is putting your money to work. As I said earlier, everybody's not cut out to be an entrepreneur, but everybody's cut out to be an investor. You need to educate yourself on compounded interest and find out which entities, which banks or which investment banks, which stocks have that type of that type of strategy to put your money to work. Because money makes a terrible, terrible boss, but it makes a great employee, right? So we have to talk about, how can I put this $500 to work? And we have strategies to do that. So so a savings account, it doesn't make sense for you to have a savings account with $1,000 in it, and you have a credit card with $10,000 on it. The savings account is giving you 1% interest, and the credit card has 23% interest rate on it. It makes no sense keeping $1,000 there.
Right.
Take the $1,000 out of the savings account and pay off and put it towards that credit card. It's just small things like that can help you build wealth. And here's the last thing I will say. The end goal can't be making money. The end goal has to be building wealth. There's a difference. The wealth is anything that can be handed down from generation to generation. That should be our mindset. Nobody's going to want your old beat-up jalopy car when you die. Nobody's even going to want, you know, your red-bottom shoes, your 32-inch weaves. Nobody's going to want any of that stuff. That's mm-hmm. not wealth.
Mm-hmm.
So the mm-hmm. issue is, what can I leave behind for my children? And that's what I need to work on.
Wow. You know, one of the things that, thank you for that advice. One of the things that when we talk about financial security, at the event, you'll be dealing with men's, especially black men's, mental health. And I remember when I first got my first writer's job back in 93 on Me and the Boys, it was starring Steve Harvey. And every Friday, they were white, they would go to a therapist. And I just didn't understand why these white dudes kept going to these therapists. But that's, you know, that's the number of years ago. We're talking about 30 years ago, where I saw this process being played out at a job. It was accepted in Hollywood that this was fine. And the black community still is denying the stress, and we're born into stress because of the color of our skin, the way we're being stereotyped. So we live a stressful life, but we're not seeking out mental support. Why is that, and how is being made available at the event?
Well, it's been made available because one of the major issues is emotional insecurity, is what I call it. And other communities understand if I don't keep my life together, I'm going to be poor. If I don't keep my marriage together, if I don't keep my sanity, if I allow stress to overtake me, it's going to ruin my health. It's going to ruin my capacity to make money, my capacity to be productive. If I shut down and I start shutting other things that are important to me down, like my children and my family, if I start shutting down, I'm not going to be any good to anybody. So your part of your prosperity and your financial plan has to be emotional wholeness. So that's why guys on Wall Street who's on tremendous, tremendous pressure go to these therapists. That's why pastors do it. That's why business leaders do it. I do it. My wife does it. We're very successful. Mm-hmm. And we do something called marriage maintenance. I look forward to those sessions. It's great. It's keeping me on track. Mm-hmm. And it's keeping my language on track. It's keeping my vision focused. It's keeping me focused. So it's allowing me to be present with my daughters. It's allowing me to be present with my mother. It's allowing me present even on this phone call. And I have a lot of things going on right now. But what keeps me focused is those therapy sessions and keeping me emotionally whole. So the question is, why don't more of us do this? Because we're afraid. Mm. We're afraid to ask for help. We're afraid to say, you know what? I'm scared. Mm. I'm scared of losing my life. I'm scared of losing my house. I'm scared of losing my job. I am scared. And there's nobody I can talk to. That's money you should pay to go see someone like Dr. Tartt, who's going to be at Kings and Priests, and he's going to help you get through that. And that's a part of that whole unity thing. It's not just about making money. It's about keeping your life together, building wealth, so you can leave something for this next generation.
Wow. As we close out, the tickets are complimentary for the Kings and Priests event, which is October 27th, 28th. As we wrap it up, just tell everybody exactly what's going down at the event and why men who want information, men who want to be inspired, men who want to discuss financial wealth, generational wealth, men who want to be in a position to really tap into mental wholeness, mental strength, and mental values that will carry them to the next level. Tell us about the event as we wrap up the interview. And thank you, sir, for coming on my show, Money Making Conversation Masterclass.
Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to a father in the faith. You know, the reason why this is so important is because men, we need each other. One of the big studies right now that's happening in this economy is that men are facing loneliness. And when you're lonely, when you're by yourself, you feel like nobody understands. It's just a really, really difficult place to be. But I believe that every man and every woman that's listening here, you have a vision. You have a purpose. There's something greater you're supposed to be doing. And we're going to help men just do just that. You're going to be a better father, a better husband, a better lover to your wife. You're going to be present in all your things. And you're going to be uber successful, like Mr. McDonald. And that's what we want for them. And we believe that when the head gets in place, the man gets in place in our homes and our community, everything else begins to flow. Money flows, love flows, life flows, happiness, smiles. You make your mama proud. You make God proud. And that's exactly where we want you to be. So October 27th and 28th, kingsinc.com. It is complimentary, but we also have some VIP tickets available as well for $149. And we look forward to meeting everyone there.
My friend, thank you for coming on the show. Kingsinc.com, Dr. Robert Watkins. And I appreciate, again, letting everybody know I'm thankful for you honoring me at this event. We'll talk soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.